Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Adam Schefter tweeted this earlier today, a couple hours ago. Not a big surprise. Texans mandatory minicamp starts Tuesday, but as their unsigned franchise player, Jadeveon Clowney not expected to attend. I don't think that's a big surprise.
No, it would have been a bigger surprise if somebody had said Clowney's going to be there. That would have been a shocker.
Well, especially in the wake of Brian Gain being fired on Friday.
Yeah.
Right? Like if all of a sudden Clowney is starting to do things that jibe with being back with the team, that make it look like the team is now working towards an agreement, the optics of something like that would be, okay, well, now we know who didn't want Clowney long-term.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's the case. I do think that is one of the things, and Albert Breer basically confirmed it on Mad Radio earlier today, that on the big decisions that we've seen, Rich, over the last few months, that O'Brien and Brian Gain were pretty much in sync on all of those things. The decision to let Matthew walk, the decision to franchise Clowney, the decision to take Tytus Howard with the 23rd pick. That, and I've heard that from multiple places, that O'Brien is a big Tytus Howard fan.
Well, the Texans have 35 days between now and July 15th to get the long-term deal done with Clowney, or else he either plays on the franchise tag or doesn't play.
Yep.
So I would think that Bus Cook is thinking right now, well, let's see who the new sheriff is, and let's see if his best offer is any better than the best one we got from Brian Gain.
I'm going to guess the situation is not going to change. And McClain kind of confirmed that on Friday when we asked him about it.
I think that's very likely, yes.
The chalk.
Yes.
Yeah.
But who knows what a new face and a new voice might bring to the discussion.
I feel like a new voice probably has to sell Bill O'Brien more than they need to sell Bus Cook.
Maybe so,
I think that's the side that probably needs working on is my guess. All right, Rich, so Nick Caserio's the front runner for this job.
Right.
He's got a pretty good gig in New England right now, considering that he wins rings.
He's got six of them.
Every other year.
He's got the same six rings that Brady and Belichick have.
Yep, he does. So he's been around a lot of winning over time. He's a director of player personnel there right now. If you're just tuning in, piece up on sportsradio610.com that John Lopez put up that identifies Caserio as the front runner for the job, identifies this Friday as a sort of a soft target to expect the Texans to try to get a deal done. And But whether it's Caserio or anybody looking at this job, like you do in any job evaluation in any walk of life, you take a look at a lot of aspects of it and go, is this the right move for me and my family to take this gig?
You weigh the pluses and the minuses.
All right, so Rich, I came up with seven categories for the Texans.
Okay.
And let's see what you and I come up with.
For a GM to consider.
For a GM to consider. And you tell me, actually, after when we're done with these, you tell me if I'm missing anything.
All right.
Outside of these seven categories. The quarterback, I've already got my grades written down on my sheet here, so I'm not going to say mine until you say yours.
All right.
The biggest thing in evaluating anything in the NFL nowadays with respect to a GM job is the quarterback position.
If the quarterback's not in place, I don't want the gig.
Deshaun Watson is 23 years old, and he's got 2 years left on a rookie deal, and he has been a super productive, winning quarterback for a guy 23. Now, obviously, he needs to win in the playoffs and so on and so forth. But I think most people feel pretty good about the direction that Deshaun Watson's career is going in. What grade do you give the quarterback situation?
Well, Nick Caserio got to see up close and personal what Watson was capable of his rookie season.
He did.
That's a resounding A-plus for me. As far as the QB. You couldn't ask for a better situation. I think if Deshaun Watson's healthy and the protection is improved at least somewhat this season and his skill position players are relatively healthy, I think he's an MVP candidate.
I agree. I give it an A only because of the little smidgens of injury history and that you're getting closer to the end of his rookie deal. You're not near to the beginning of his rookie deal. But I'm completely nitpicking. I'm just saying A. I gave it an A instead of an A+. But you could certainly A+. It's a really good situation. I think we can agree on that. The overall roster condition outside of Deshaun Watson.
You know, you have to assume health, right? Or maybe not. I don't know. But it's such a huge factor in grading.
I think with certain players, you have to factor in health, like Will Fuller.
Yeah. I'd still give it a solid B-.
Okay. I gave it a C, just because the offensive line is so crucial right now.
Yeah.
Do we feel significantly better about the O-line of the secondary
now? No, and those are the two biggest points of concern, I think. But I still think this is a, and C is solid. It's not outstanding, but this is a solid roster. This is a roster capable of getting something done this season.
C ain't solid in the NFL, brother. C's get degrees when you're at school, but a C gets you an 8-8 record in the NFL.
Yeah, C's. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I feel slightly better than you. B minus.
Yeah. No, that's fair. Either way, they need improvement on that grade, whether it's yours or mine. Salary cap situation.
I went with an A on salary cap. They have about $40 million in cap space as we speak. I know there are decisions coming up with players like Nick Martin and DJ Reader, and who knows what the ultimate outcome is with Clowney's situation. You know, is JJ going to want a new deal if he has another gigantic season? So, I mean, there are some questions, but I think from a salary cap standpoint, this franchise is very healthy right now.
I gave it an A- just because of those things you talked about, and you didn't mention the biggest thing, and that's Deshaun Watson might be 12 months away from a contract extension.
Might be, yes.
So
yes.
I gave it an A-. It's still a really good situation. Draft resources.
You know, when you mentioned draft resources, the first thing I thought of was the Tyrann Mathieu, Kareem Jackson yield from free agency in this offseason. That could be two extra third-round picks. If I have this right, I don't think they've traded away any of their other draft
picks.
They
haven't. I think they've just got the full – I don't think they have any extra, and I don't think they've given away any
right.
extra.
So I think they have the full complement in 2020 plus potentially two extra third-round picks. So that's an A for me.
Yeah, I gave it A- just because it's not a huge bonanza, but still a really, really good situation. Franchise resources.
You know, this is what, the fifth most valuable franchise in the NFL, according to Forbes?
And I think they function that way.
I think so, too. I don't think money is an issue for this franchise, really, in any way. And I think they've shown a willingness to spend it on resources that can improve the product on the field. So I'd go with an A there also. I don't think there's anything the Texans have held back on when it comes to trying to improve this football team.
I would give it an A as well. Two other categories, Rich, and again, if I'm forgetting any categories, you tell me.
Yeah.
I call it football geography. Let's just call it the division that they're in. And let me give an example. If I were evaluating the Jets, Bills, or Dolphins general manager opening,
yeah,
I would give this category like a D+ because I've got to deal with Belichick and Brady.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about having to deal with the rest of the AFC South is what this is.
If I'm a candidate interviewing for the Texans general manager job and I look at the AFC South and wonder to myself, can I win in this division? I'm going to go with a B because I think you can. Honestly, Andrew Luck and the Colts are about the only thing that scares me in this division.
Yeah, I'm with you. Tennessee and Jacksonville don't scare me. The problem is the Colts do scare me, and they've got somebody running the show now that, unlike
Ballard
and
Frank Reich.
Well, Ballard is who I was referring to, but I think Reich's a pretty good coach too, and we know now that Andrew Luck is healthy. They seem to know what they're doing in Indianapolis. So you said B, I gave it a C+.
Yeah.
And then,
well, they're in good shape if they can get Reich into overtime.
Yeah. They just gotta push him into bad decisions.
That's right.
That's what they need to do. Head coach. The last one. If you're a GM candidate and you're looking at the head coach of the organization, I'll say this. How do you feel not only about the head coach as a coach, but how do you feel about how positioned it feels like he might be right now with respect to the power structure in the organization?
I'm going to go C+.
Okay.
I don't know if I can go any higher than that. What's his record, 38 and 32?
It's 42 and 38.
42, not even close, was I? 42 and 38.
It just has to add up to 80 games.
Right? Yes. Yeah. And I realize he's won, what, three division titles in
he's
his
won,
5 years
three
on
division
the job?
Titles,
one and three in the playoffs,
yeah.
Only win over Connor Cook.
Yeah.
There are some areas in which I've been impressed with Bill O'Brien, others where I think he's lacking. So I think C+ is a fair grade.
I said C just because, you know, you're coming in as a GM. Now, Caserio may feel differently about this grade than just XYZ general manager who's not a Patriot guy might feel.
Right, right.
I'm coming at this as an angle where if I'm just a generic general manager looking at the job that doesn't have a relationship with O'Brien,
mm-hmm,
I would be a little nervous being a general manager coming in on the heels of a GM who just got fired a year and a half into the job.
Yeah, sure.
That affects my grade. The overall performance of the team with O'Brien as the head coach, while it's been good in some areas, and while I feel really good about the direction that the offense could go if they get this offensive line fixed, let's face it, Rich, you just said that, yeah, I mean, there's so many ways to spin his record as a head coach. Wow, he won three divisions in the last 4 years. Wait a second. They've won one playoff game in his entire time here, and it was against Connor Cook.
And wow, he mixed in a 4-12.
Wow, look at the Right. Well, yeah, man, they went 4-12 in 2017. But wait, everybody was injured. You know, like, look, he won a bunch of games with sad sacks at quarterback in 2014 and 2015. The flip side, whose fault is it that you're trotting out Fitzpatrick and Hoyer and everybody? You know, you may have had a say in those things. So it's a really fascinating career resume, actually, with O'Brien, because there are spins going both ways. Fans tend to spin to the side of, why does this guy have so much power, when the biggest thing, I think, to most people is that 1-3 record in the playoffs and really the lack of kind of a signature win over a good quarterback and a good head coach.
Right.
All right, so we do the hokey pokey, turn ourselves around, Rich. We add up all of our grades. Mine equates out to about a B+.
This is a very desirable job.
Yeah.
The bottom line for me is that this is a very desirable job. And
yours comes out to about an A- or so.
Yeah. The only other thing I would mention, and sort of a subheading or subheadline of number two with the roster, overall health of this roster, I think, should be a concern. We just learned over the weekend, DeAndre Hopkins told John McClain at the TriStar show that 2018 was the most banged up he's ever been in his football career, that we didn't know about a lot about what he was going through, but that he was nursing injuries throughout what turned out to be an outstanding season for him. You know, you got a quarterback with a broken rib and a punctured lung. You got J.J. Watt, who effectively lost two seasons in the prime of his career to career-threatening injuries.
I haven't even
mentioned Fuller and Clowney.
Yeah.
QT, it feels again like an outlier 2018. Hopefully that's just one of those things, and it's not going to be a chronic thing for him. But hey, his rookie season was seriously depleted by injury.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.